I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Oh, hey guys, it's your friend Andy, and we have a special today on the podcast. We are serving up the episode that I did with Pink. This is our Thanksgiving week bonus podcast, number one. And this originally aired about a month ago, actually. She was on to promote her new album. She brought her mom, who sat in the audience. She was amazing. It was her Clubhouse debut. We had a great drag pageant, and she really delivered. She really revealed a lot. The after show is great too. I kept her for a while on the after show, and I actually, you know, she performed on the American Music Awards with Kelly Clarkson, and I am taking credit for this based on a conversation that we had on this show. So enjoy the debut appearance by Pink on Watch What Happens Live. And I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving holiday.
She's coming up, so we better get this party started. It's Watch What Happens Live with Pink now! What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse. So excited. My guest is finally here. You could say I am tickled to death. She has multiple Grammys, an Emmy, and a huge stack of albums as platinum as her hair. She is a powerhouse singer, songwriter, aerial acrobatic, and prolific breast milk pumper. Yeah. Give it up for Pink, everybody. You know you can.
With this, yeah. But I like it.
Pink's new album, Beautiful Trauma, is out. And if you don't download it right now, I don't know what you're doing with your life. It's a great album.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Do any of your friends call you Pink?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them from the very beginning.
From the very beginning?
From the very beginning, when it was still my nickname and less of a sort of stage name.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, it is your first time in the clubhouse,
it is.
There's something we like to do. Well, we're putting you through a lot tonight. Yeah. But first, it is time
I'm
to
ready.
Open the vault, everybody. Let's see what's inside. Here's your school photo, looking a little miserable.
I was a little upset.
Little emo. Here you are at your first VMAs.
No, that was before emo.
I know.
That's a look.
That is a look.
Come on. You're giving me
some good hip.
That's fun.
Here you are on TRL giving me like kind of Little Orphan Timberlake
Little
hair.
Little Orphan Timberlake. I'll take it.
Here you are in 2000 performing There You Go on MTV's Spring Break. Do you remember this whatsoever?
Of course.
You do.
Oh, yeah. I was friends with Cisco then.
Oh, my God. Perfect. It kind of shows, doesn't it? Okay, here you are in 2001 on MTV's Diary. You think you know, but you have no idea.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, do you still smoke?
No.
No. You're such a badass. I love it.
When I have long hair, I'm such a bitch.
Oh, my God. She's a bitch with long hair. Here you are, 2004, the iconic Super Bowl Pepsi ad. It's you, Beyonce, Britney as gladiators, stealing Pepsi from Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
It's kind of like one of these things is not like the other.
I'm so fun. I'm a crazy person. That's fun.
I love it. That is fun. Tonight, we have something very special for you, Pink. We are holding our Pretty in Pink drag pageant. Yeah. We will have three drag queens coming throughout the show, so you can look forward to that, dressed as various incarnations of Pink. We have tons of questions for Pink coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, when it comes to music, Pink is never shy about sharing an honest opinion, and she's a brilliant lyricist, so we know she's very good with words.
Uh-oh.
Here's what, let's play Pop Star Quiz. Pink, I'm going to show you some fellow pop stars. You tell us the first well-chosen word that pops into your head to describe them. Let's go.
Okay.
Katy Perry.
Adorable.
T-Swift.
Guitar.
Demi Lovato.
Not sorry.
You mean you're not sorry for the...
She's fierce.
She's not sorry.
She's not sorry.
Okay, Sia.
Bad shit in the best way. That's a lot of words.
Yes. Aguilera.
Singer.
Britney Spears.
Adorable. I already used that word, though. Sweet as apple pie. I love her.
Kesha.
Brave.
Ariana Grande.
Also brave. Warrior.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that voice. Have you heard her do Silent Night?
No. Really?
Everyone needs to hear that.
Really?
It's incredible.
The voice.
I have a lot of words tonight.
That's
one
good.
Word is hard
I like
for
you
me.
With
Ask
a lot
my
of
husband.
Words. Next up is Selena Gomez.
I like her vertical video she just put out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to say about that.
All right, thank you very much. Well, that's enough. Second, not to make Pink turn pink, but she is so sexy, it's almost insane. But here's what I want to find.
Ooh, Selena Gomez?
No, you.
Oh.
But I want to find out what you find sexy. Pink, I'm going to go through some potentially sexy scenarios. You lust give me a reason for why you're into that thing or not. Yes, lust give me a reason. Do massages turn you on?
Yes, at very inopportune times.
Okay. Listening to your own music while making love. Okay. Have you ever had sex with a fan? Like been performing and been like, you know what? Get me that. Bill, bring this guy up in the third row backstage.
No.
Not even.
I mean, I fell in love with the little boy toy on my Get the Party Started video, but we didn't have sex.
Oh, okay.
He was like 19.
Yeah.
I was 22.
That's legal.
I was 21.
All right. Is tour bus sex a turn on?
No, not now. All I think about with tour buses is like cribs and pack and plays and.
Oh, okay.
No.
Is fighting a turn on? Like getting kind of physical?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, you were very definitive about that. A guy who manscapes, turn on or turn off?
Necessary.
Is it a turn on to have sex in public?
Yes.
Threesomes.
Sometimes.
Have women ever been a turn on for you? Ever been in the lady pond?
Yes.
Yes. You have swum in the lady pond?
Yes.
Yes.
I had my first girlfriend when I was 13 and she left me for my brother.
Wow.
I know. That's weird. It was weird. Broke my heart, actually.
Does it turn you on to role play?
I'm not very good at it.
Phone sex.
No.
Thank you very much, Pink. I love you even more because your mom is in the audience here tonight. So, and you just really gave it up.
Hi, Mom.
Finally, Pink, you say you named your album Beautiful Trauma because life is effing traumatic, and
it
sure is. But it's also incredibly beautiful, too, as you say. And I hope you're ready for a moment that may be slightly traumatic for you, but beautiful for us, because here's what. Pink, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. I have three questions. Have a sip of your wine, without the straw, with the straw, whatever you want. Three questions. You may plead the fifth to only one. In your new song, Revenge, you sing about wanting to make a lover pay for hurting you. Eminem is on the song with you as well. He raps about lovers who are cheating on each other. How much of that song is rooted in your own marriage?
I mean, I stabbed Carrie's tires once, but I've never cut him.
Okay.
So.
Did you stab his tires because he cheated?
No, thank God. No, that wouldn't go well for him.
Right.
I can say my previous relationships were very dysfunctional, but this one is not.
Okay. You tweeted in 2009 after Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift at the VMAs. You said he is the biggest piece of ass on earth. Quote me. What do you think about Kanye West now?
I think he's a talented genius. I just think some of us can't get out of our own way sometimes.
In August, you made headlines when you said...
I don't plead the fifth. Oh, maybe let me wait.
I don't think you're going to. No, I don't think you're going to. You're Pink.
Let me wait.
I have one. In August, you made some news when you said that you made amends with your alleged feud with Christina Aguilera.
Yep.
How did you two reconcile? And looking back, what was the biggest issue between the two of you?
We were super young and super new at the whole thing. And I think I'm an alpha and she's an alpha. And I'm used to, you know, taking my altercations physical, and she's used to having them verbal, and we just are very different. We're very different, and we're very young and new, and you have to learn how to, women have to learn how to support each other. It's not taught to us on the playground.
Pink, did you try to get physical with her?
Actually, she swung on me in a club.
In a club?
Hilarious.
And because you're a Philly girl. Because you're a Philly girl, right?
Yeah, I was like, what's happening right now? What's happening? But no, we're fine. Look, she's so talented. And deep down, I've had bad days too. She's a really sweet person.
I would think taking a swing
we made
at
up on
Pink
the voice.
Makes a bad day.
I mean,
you
it
made
was
up
funny.
On the voice.
I laughed. Like, it was just funny.
You made up on The Voice.
We made up on The Voice. Because I hadn't seen her in years and years and years. And we became moms. We grew up. And we hugged it out. It's that simple. And I feel so good about that. And we did a song together.
That's great.
Yeah.
She didn't plead the fifth, everybody. So... who's at the door? It's our first queen tested in our Watch What Happens Live. Pretty Pink Jam. It is Jam Sport in one of her many looks from the There You Go video. Looking good, Jam Sport. Thank you very much. Let's go. Oh my God, it's our next queen tested in our Pretty and Pink Drag Pageant. Say swat, so neat. Dressed as Pink from Lady Marmalade. Gitchy, gitchy, yeah, yeah, mama. Thank you. So neat. Not bad, right?
Oh, I used to have a body like that.
Nice. You used to have a body like that? That's what you said?
Like,
I have a feeling when your tour starts in March, we will see that you still do have a body like that. Let's go to Rachel from Austin. Hey, Rachel, what's your question?
Hi, Pink. As somebody who's so vocal about current issues, what do you think about other singers like Taylor Swift who just stay silent?
I mean, you say what you think, right? You say what's in you. If you have a passion and you have an opinion, then share it. If you don't want to, then you don't. I think, you know, people ask me that a lot when it comes to things like UNICEF and all the causes I run after, it's in me. So that's how I was raised. If you weren't raised that way, it's not going to be in you.
You and you're so vocal on like on Instagram. You'll be like, listen, if you don't support Black Lives Matter, unfollow me. Like
pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You're unapologetic.
I am because it's I was raised with I cannot tolerate injustice and people don't scare me. And so I'm going to fight for what I think is truly right. And I did. I said that. Black Lives Matter.
Oh,
and also
you.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Let's go to Danny from Nebraska. Hey, Danny, what's your question for Pink?
Hi, Pink.
Hi.
I first want to say I'm just such a huge fan of yours, not only as an artist, but as a strong, outspoken woman. You are literally my fave.
Thank you.
Now, my question is, what's your favorite memory of working with Beyonce and Britney Spears on the Gladiator Pepsi commercial? And also, did Beyonce ever bring Jay-Z around?
No, I don't even know what year that was. Britney showed up at my room at like 3 a.m. She's so rad, you guys.
Yeah, she showed up at your room at 3 a.m.? Really?
Yeah, just to hang out. I was like, I'm sleeping. But no, I just remember staring at both of them the whole time like this.
Mila CK wants you to describe your workout routine.
Lots of cardio.
Lots of cardio.
Lots of cardio and an occasional boxing match if I'm angry.
Amanda F. from Dallas said, what was your experience like working with Candy Burris on There You Go? She co-wrote one of your first
songs. She did. Co-wrote her and Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I had a blast. I loved her.
Did you ever catch her on The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's cool. Let's go to Shannon from New Jersey.
You're like, that's cool. I'm never talking to you again.
No, I'll talk to you whenever you want to talk. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question, Pink, by the way, I love you so much. Thank you for always just being you.
Oh, me or him?
You.
Oh, me. Thank yes.
you. You. Did you ever hear from any of the girls you parodied in the music video for Stupid Girl?
Oh, yeah.
I did, actually.
Were they pissed?
Paris was upset with me.
She was.
She was.
What did she say, and how did you hear from her?
I was in a club.
Wait, it all goes down in the club. Did she take a swing at you?
No.
No. Okay.
She said, I just want you to know that I get it. Like, I'm not dumb. I just play like I'm dumb. And I was like, that's kind of my point.
Right. Right.
I'm going to go. Good to see ya.
Real. And that was it. And
Bye.
You dropped the mic.
Well, I yes. mean, I was just like, that's, you know, right. I got to go.
What about Jessica Simpson?
No.
Never, never. Oh. Let's go to Emily from Florida. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Ping.
Hi.
I loved your VMA speech about your daughter.
Thank you.
Me too. It was amazing.
So do you think you'll update the lyrics to Dear Mr. President to reflect our current administration?
Oh, good question.
I have been asked that question a lot. And honestly, the only way I can answer it is I'm trying to find the words for this person. I oscillate between... Can we change him, or is he just the biggest piece of that was ever? So then what do you say to somebody like that? I mean, what do you,
well,
what do
Adam,
you say?
We got questions wanting to know what you thought of Eminem's freestyle
loved
that he
it.
Performed
thought
at the
I thought it was amazing.
You did.
I loved it. I love Eminem.
Carrie B. from Chicago emailed, I read that you turned down Since You've Been Gone. Are you pissed that you did since the song's
no,
so popular?
No, because listen to Kelly Clarkson sing it.
Yeah.
Songs find their home.
Eric R. Facebooked, when will you and Kelly Clarkson remake Enough is Enough, No More Tears, so I can sleep at night?
Aww.
I think this is a huge queen, I think this is a great idea.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
Can you make this happen?
Wait, what is Enough is Enough,
it's
No More Tears?
It's the Donna Summer, Barbara Streisand duet.
Oh.
Do you know that song?
No.
Oh, we're going to listen to it after the show.
Okay.
Let's go to Sarah from Buffalo. It is a
I don't want to get outsung. If I did a song with Kelly Clarkson, I would get outsung.
We'll talk about it. I love Kelly Clarkson. Let's go to Sarah from Buffalo. Hey, Sarah, what's your question for Pink? Pink's new album is called Beautiful Trauma, and it's out now. You can download it.
Hey, Andy, love you. So, Pink, hey, girl, hey, love you. Congratulations on your Vanguard Award.
Thank
you. Well deserved. Loved your speech at the VMAs. So my question is now that you and Christina are on good terms, do you ever think you will collaborate on another song?
How about Enough is Enough with Christina?
I'm gonna need to hear this record.
I know.
We may or may not have already collaborated, so.
Really?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but
wow.
I just did.
That's good. Oh my God, it's our next final contestant. It's Morgan McNichols is Pink from the Truth About Love Tour. And the truth is, I love it, Morgan McNichols. Great to see you. Well done. Come on around. You got a thumbs up from your mom, which was very sweet.
Aw, mom.
Pink, do you have a favorite song to sing or a favorite Pink song to sing?
My favorite song to sing is Don't Cry Out Loud.
Is it Melissa Manchester? I like it.
I've been singing that since I was this big.
Wow. What's your favorite Pink song?
Ooh, right now, What About Us?
Okay.
Yeah, and Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
And Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. Is there a song that you ever get sick of
singing?
Don't
Let Me Get Me, Get the Party Started.
You get, you do. And what are you thinking when you're singing those songs?
Well,
are you
like, I always have fun. Don't Let Me Get Me, I'm like, I'm probably flat, because this is a weird song to sing, and I was 12.
Right.
But party's always fun.
So Olivia B. wants to know, have you ever done any of your aerial stunts while hungover?
Absolutely. It's kind of a cure.
Josh W. wants to know, what song of yours do you regret not making a single?
Oh, God. I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Brenda T. wants to know if you've seen Gaga's new documentary and what
you thought. I have, and I thought it was awesome. And it made my heart just open up for her in a new way.
You've performed at the Super Bowl. You have performed.
No, never the Super Bowl.
Never the Super
Bowl? Not yet.
You performed at the Oscars.
Yeah, I did that.
Which is the Super Bowl for gay people.
You know what?
Have you ever been nervous? Has there ever been a gig that you've had?
It's my favorite thing you've ever said.
It is. Has there ever been a performance
where. I'm always nervous on TV.
You are?
Yes. Any, I don't know why.
Any televised performance you are nervous for, but otherwise you're...
Otherwise, I'm good.
Right. Okay, well, Pink, the moment has arrived for you to choose a winner in our Pretty in Pink drag pageant. Which Pink do you think is the most effing perfect? Ladies, please step up to the front of the bar.
All right, you look amazing.
Thanking you. Oh, chunky.
Yes, be careful.
Chunky.
I mean, I have to say, Sonique, Lady Marmalade.
Sonique, Lady Marmalade, here you go. Please give her this. Congratulations, Sonique. Thank you, Queen Testant. We really appreciate it. Everybody download Pink's beautiful title. Thank you so much. This beautiful Trauma, it's out now. Our queen testants are behind the bar. It is Jan Sport, Sonique, and Morgan McNichols. We were just talking about SNL, where you
so
performed
excited.
Last weekend. And you said that every time that you have been there, you've gotten kicked out.
Almost every time.
Give me reasons why you've been kicked.
Because I was in my 20s.
Okay.
And that stuff happens when you're
it
in your 20s.
It does.
Allegedly, I was kicked out the second time. I don't actually remember it.
You don't, because you were so shit-faced.
I was shit-canned.
Right. You used to, you've spoken quite frankly about your drug use when you were young.
Yes.
And you stopped.
I did.
And you don't smoke it up now?
No.
Wow.
Nothing. I drink wine.
You drink wine.
It's so boring. I make a mean old-fashioned.
You do?
I do.
Good. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Alicia.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi.
I'm Alicia.
My question would be, what would your housewives tagline be if you had to choose one?
Uh-oh. I think I'd be kicked off before I got to get one.
Have you seen the show? That may be the one show you wouldn't be kicked off of.
I think I'd be the first person kicked off of Survivor.
You think?
Maybe the third.
You would bug people.
They'd keep me
so
for
much.
Challenges and then get rid of me for my attitude.
That's funny.
My tagline would be, I gotta go.
That's a good tagline.
I gotta go.
By the way, what TV do you watch?
I'm obsessed with Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like they're my friends.
Okay, good.
I miss them when they're not on.
You too, I love that.
Scandal.
Okay.
Wags Miami.
Really? Wags Miami.
What? I'm so random.
That Carrie is so specific.
I know. Carrie just shakes his head and goes to bed.
Wow.
And I get my pretzels and my wine, and I'm so
That's
excited.
Great.
I'm like, wait, you have to see this.
Wags Miami.
Oh, so much stuff. I don't even know what else.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Homeland and Ray Donovan and Billions when it's on. I like stuff.
I love your ring here.
Thank you.
It's gorgeous.
See my necklace?
Yeah, that necklace is
in
great.
In support of the disco muff.
It's in support of the disco muff.
Yeah, I don't have one. I just think it would be rad.
Let's go back to the phones. Disco muff is a good name for an album.
Right?
To consider. Back to the caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Tracy from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Hey, hi. Tracy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Pink.
Hi.
When you tweeted last year about women using their brains and not their bodies for attention, were you trying to throw some shade at Kim Kardashian, or was that just people on Twitter jumping to conclusions?
Oh, right. You sent that tweet right after she had done kind of an infamous bathroom selfie.
Yeah, I did. Honestly, she went in on Bette Midler, and if you go in on Bette Midler, you're probably going to hear from me.
Right. You might hear from me, too, actually. I don't know how I missed that.
Just don't talk to Bette Midler, ever.
Right.
About anything.
By the way, did you see Hello, Dolly?
Not yet.
You're going. I haven't been here.
I'm going.
You know she's out in January.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I cannot...
That it's amazing.
Yes.
She's amazing.
I was there opening night, and then I went back last week, and
she's my everything.
Yeah. Okay.
She's
just make sure that you do that.
I will.
Okay, good.
She's amazing.
Okay.
I got to sing The Rose with her on stage once.
Are you kidding?
And I had a skirt on, and she taught me how to be a lady and sit with a
shirt. My God. And did that keep? Did that stay?
No.
Yeah, okay. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, guys, it's Brittany from Nebraska.
Hi.
Hey, Brittany, what's your question?
Pink, you've repeatedly said that you've never lip-synced in your life.
Never, ever.
Who do you think is the biggest culprit in the music industry?
Who's the biggest culprit?
The biggest lip-syncer?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of people do.
What did you think of Mariah's New Year's Eve performance last year?
I always get so sad when people are having a hard time because I've been in the worst sound situations.
Right.
And you feel... there's nothing you can do.
Right.
Everybody handles it differently. I've had complete meltdowns where I'm just like, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to blow my voice out. But I feel so sad for people when they're in that. And it was just crazy.
Have you had a huge live performance mishap that's happened on television?
No, not on TV.
Good.
Just in general,
right.
Yes.
Yes, in
I've
general.
I've crashed on apparatuses. I've fallen into a moat.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah, it gets weird.
You say that Madonna is one of your great kind of heroes and influences. Talk to me a little bit about what she's meant to you.
Growing up as a little girl in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, she just had all this power that I didn't see around me. And she was unapologetic and smart and witty. It's the same reason I love Janis Joplin. They were witty and they outsmarted people. And she never gave her power away. And she did what she wanted, and she was talented and could dance her butt off, and her outfits and just the things that she said, and then the sex book. And I just love her. I love her.
And how does it make you feel to know that you are that person for a lot of young artists and young people?
I mean, I don't know if that I'm there yet, but I love the connection I have with people through songwriting. Like, I remember when I opened for Lenny Kravitz years and years and years and years and years ago, and this mom was there with her daughter, and she sat me down and she was like, I just wanted to let you know that me and her father got divorced, and my daughter and I didn't speak for a couple of years, and that song came out, Family Portrait, and it healed our relationship, and we're best friends again, and you brought us back together. And I just started bawling.
Wow.
And I think it was then that I realized the power of song.
Right.
And that's it. So it's wonderful.
Have you gotten to meet or work with Madonna at
all? I've met her.
You have?
Yeah.
And was that, you know, sometimes when you meet your heroes, it's not so
satisfying. She's terrifying.
She's terrifying.
Terrifying.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to me about where did you meet her?
Where did I meet her the first time? On Regis and Kelly.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
I was like, hi. And I went in the dressing room and just sat there. She was just getting ready, all fabulous and confident. And I was like, wow, if I had an ounce of that confidence.
Right. You do.
I'd be, when I have long hair.
Right. Have you seen her since?
I saw her at a party, but I'm just like.
You didn't speak.
No, I can't.
Wow.
I can't talk around Michael Keaton either.
Really?
I have the biggest crush on Michael
Michael
Beetlejuice.
Keaton and Madonna.
I can't talk. I'm like.
I love it. I have to think that Madonna thinks you're great because she knows a winner. She's
so smart. She's an incredible businesswoman. She's in charge. Truth or dare. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Well, I'm a fan of you.
Thanks.
And I love you
I'm
for
a fan
coming.
Of you.
Thank you so much. Everybody, get Pink's new album, Beautiful Trauma. For more,
are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.